like 62. And I saw him, and I thought he was like, he looked so cool at his age. I thought, man, that guy, I gotta look like that guy when I'm his age now. Like, long hair, beard, gray beard, but like, just biker kind of style, and like,
okay.
Thought he would just look so cool. So I got to know this guy, and then he was really a rough guy because he was like really bitter about his life.
Okay.
And kind of told me that he had written these songs and he never got paid for the songs, and he was trying to get the rights to the songs. And then it turned out, I found out that he lived in Los Angeles in the day, and then I saw this film called Mondo Hollywood. It's like this cult film from the 60s. They shot in Hollywood, you know?
Okay.
And they were showing these riots on the Sunset Strip, the Vietnam riots.
Yeah.
And there's this guy in this film. He's ranting and raving about, you know, if you don't follow their rules and look like they do, you're just going to be damned in this society. You know, this ranting guy. And I thought, that guy looks like that guy I know. So I asked him, I said, his name is Bob, this guy's name is Bobby Jameson. And I said, Bobby, did you, is that you in this video? And he said, yeah, that's me. And then I found out so I knew, then I started finding out that he was actually totally in the music biz in LA in the 60s.
Right.
And he was really pissed off. And I never talked to him about those things, eh? Because, like, I thought, it's like, I don't want to go there, because he's all freaked out about his horrible experience, and I don't want to go there. So I just, like, would talk to him about, you know, like, really weird things, like society things, like how people are in society, because, like, he got ripped off by all these people, right?
Mm.
So then, finally, I found out he had this blog, and I never really looked at it. Eh? And then, so one day I thought, oh, I'll look at his blog. No, he actually would post things, you know. I would communicate with him also on the internet, you know. And he would post things, and it would be like stuff on his blog, right? So I think I read this thing from his blog. Yeah, eventually, like, oh yeah, he posted this thing about his bad trip on Oslo acid in the late 60s.
Okay.
He had a really bad acid trip, and it really freaked him out, and it, like, totally changed him kind of thing, and his description of his acid trip was so graphic, right? Like, it was so well written, and he was like, whoa, that's really fucking heavy what you went through, man, with your acid trip there. So,
did he do a mushroom trip?
I think he did everything. And so then, later...
Did you guys ever do mushrooms?
Yes. Hell yes. Yeah.
They're way better than acid.
Yes. How many mushrooms have you done in one season? How many grams?
A guy that looks...
How many grams?
Like my son Andrew, got some.
When you take mushrooms, how many grams do you take?
7.
7 grams? Wow. You know what you're doing. So then I looked at, I thought, this guy's got this blog, right? I should maybe look at his blog a little bit. So I look at this one section, and it's like the story of him and Mick Jagger doing this record together. And it's like, I didn't quite understand what that should mean, but I thought, what, he did a record with Mick Jagger in the 60s? Yeah, that's got to be bullshit, man. Now, I don't know if I believe that or not. You know, so that was kind of my attitude, eh? And then someone, and I mean, I found out about this, like, over Facebook, right, of all places to find this out. I'm looking on Facebook, open it up, and there's this picture of Jim Morrison And it says something like, this quote from Jim Morrison, people are more afraid of death than they are of pain. If they would realize that when they die they have no more pain, they'd be less afraid of death. And then it's like at the top, to Bobby Jameson. Send this to you, Bobby Jameson. It's like R.I.P. The fuck? This Bobby fucking died. I was like, I'm still in shock this guy died. Right? So 2 weeks before he died, I was thinking about this guy called Danny Whitten. Do you know him? Do you know Danny Whitten?
Danny
Whitten?
Mm-hmm. You know him?
Do you know Danny Whitten? Mm-hmm. You know Danny Whitten? Yeah. Danny Whitten was the original, he was the original guitar player for Crazy Horse from Neil Young.
Okay.
And he also wrote this massive song, like biggest song that Neil Young ever wrote in his whole life. You know this song, I Don't Want to Talk About It? I don't want to talk about it. Rod Stewart made it famous.
Okay, no.
I don't want to talk about it. I can tell by the look in your eyes to the doo-doo.
Okay, I'll have to check it out.
It's massive, massive, monster, massive.
But is it massive or is it monster?
Oh, it's really big. Monster and massive.
Can't be both.
So he wrote that, and he actually got kicked out. He was like on heroin, and he couldn't like cut the rehearsals, so Neil Young fired him, gave him an airplane ticket home, and gave him $50, and said, just get the fuck out of here, because you can't cut it. And that night, the guy overdosed. So I knew that this Bobby guy actually knew that Bobby Whitten.
Okay.
He knew him in L.A. in the day, right?
Okay.
And so I was going to ask Bobby about this guy, this Danny Whitten. Because I knew he knew him. So I was going to ask him, okay, well, I want to write this song. Because I had this idea to write this song called Neil's Ghost.
Right.
And like Danny Whitten is Neil's ghost, like the ghost that hangs over him. And Neil Young also said that's the way it is, that his ghost hangs over him, because he felt really guilty about what happened to him. Gives him $50 and a plane ticket home, and the guy overdosed that evening, right? So it was really heavy, right? Like that whole Tonight's the Night record, that was dedicated to Danny Whitten.
Okay.
Do you know that record, that Neil Young record?
No.
What he did was he wanted to make a record that sounded like guys who didn't quite know the sounds. Like, he didn't want it to be polished for practice, just like through the sounds of it, and just kind of bundle through the sounds, you know? And he wanted that kind of album. So he went out on, and this was all about Danny Whitten dying, right? This guy. And that's one of his greatest albums there of all time, this Tonight's the Night album.
Okay.
And he went out and he played that to the crowd, and like they expected to hear all his hits, and he just played that album, and they all booed him, and then he would say, okay, look, if you get through this album, when we're done, then we'll play something you know. And then they all clapped, and they were all happy, and then he played through it, and then when he was done, he just played the same thing over again. He just played. So of course they'd heard it already, right? So we're going to give you something to feel that way. If you wait, we'll give you something to feel that way. And then he just played the album over again. Right?
Okay.
Because they'd heard it already. Right?
Oh wow.
He did stuff like that. He was just pretty pissed off. Right? So, and I was going to ask Bobby like 2 weeks before he died, like, can you tell me about that?
Oh man.
And so then I started looking at his blog, and my mom, like after he died, I thought, well, he just got really interested. I looked at his fucking blog, you know. I should have looked at it when he was alive, right? But no, I looked at it when he was dead, right? And it was the most amazing fucking story, man. It is fucking mind blowing, like what that guy went through. He recorded with all these famous people. He taught that man, he written guys first chords. They lived in an apartment together. Him and all the guys from Crazy Horse, before they were Crazy Horse, he lived with them. And he was a big star in England as well, and he was like, and he had like these top one singles and stuff on the air, but he was too nice. He used to get never get paid. They used to fuck him around.
Nice.
They'd like send him all over the world to just stuff he had no idea where he was going to, and then it was like these big stars, and he had to deal with them. He was like hanging out with John Lennon and stuff. And, like, all this shit, like totally mind blowing. Like I thought,
wow.
So this song I wanted to write with Annie Witten, I ended up kind of writing it actually about him.
Right.
Because I thought, well, I'll story about him.
And what's it called? It's
called Neil's Ghost.
Neil's Ghost, okay.
I don't know how it's done, but
what's it called?
So Neil...